The remedy was obvious. New forms of association must be created. Our disorganized competitive life must pass into inorganic cooperative life. Elsewhere, Rauschenbusch put it more simply, individualism means tyranny. In a sense, the morally inverted nonsense made famous by Herbert Marcuse in the 1960s, oppressive freedom, repressive tolerance, defensive violence, was launched by the progressives decades earlier. Work makes you free, the phrase made famous by the Nazis, was anticipated by progressives who believed that collectivism was the new freedom. America is today in the midst of an obscene moral panic over the role of Christians in public life. There is a profound irony in the fact that such protests issue most loudly from self-professed progressives, when the real progressives were dedicated in the most fundamental way to the Christianization of American life. Progressivism, as the title of Washington Gladden's book suggested, was applied Christianity. The social gospel held that the state was the right arm of God and was the means by which the whole nation and world would be redeemed. But while Christianity was being made into a true state religion, its transcendent and theological elements became corrupted. These two visions, Darwinian organicism and Christian messianism, seem contradictory today because they reside on different sides of the culture war. But in the progressive era, these visions complemented each other perfectly, and Wilson embodied this synthesis. The totalitarian flavor of such a worldview should be obvious. Unlike classical liberalism, which saw the government as a necessary evil, or simply benign but voluntary social contract for free men to enter into willingly, the belief that the entire society was one organic whole left no room for those who didn't want to behave, let alone evolve. Your home, your private thoughts, everything was just part of the organic body politic, which the state was charged with redeeming. Hence, a phalanx of progressive reformers saw the home as the front line in the war to transform men into compliant social organs. Often the answer was to get children out of the home as quickly as possible. An archipelago of agencies, commissions, and bureaus sprang up overnight to take the place of the anti-organic, contra-revolutionary influences of the family. The home could no longer be seen as an island, separate and sovereign from the rest of society. John Dewey helped create kindergartens in America for precisely this purpose, to shape the apples before they fell from the tree, while at the other end of the educational process stood reformers like Wilson, who summarized the progressive attitude perfectly when, as president of Princeton, he told an audience, "Our problem is not merely to help the students to adjust themselves to world life.